From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Police in Dallas, Texas say a deadly ambush there was a well-planned attack carried out by several people. Five officers were killed, seven others wounded, and two civilians were wounded in the attack, which city officials called an ambush. It happened toward the end of a demonstration against the killing of two black men by white police officers in Minnesota and Louisiana earlier this week. Dallas Police Chief David Brown said Friday a suspect, who was later killed by police, told officers he was upset about the recent police-involved shootings of black men. Brown said the whole department is mourning the loss of its comrades.
Dallas officers are hurting. We are heartbroken. There are no words to describe the atrocity that occurred to our city. All I know is that this must stop, this divisiveness.
U.S. President Barack Obama called the shootings a vicious, calculated, and despicable attack on officers who were performing their jobs. He ordered American flags to be lowered to half-staff at the White House and on all public buildings and grounds for 4 days in honor of the dead and wounded. Meanwhile, a rash of police shootings Thursday and Friday left one person dead and multiple others wounded in 4 states. In Bristol, Tennessee, authorities said a man opened fire on a highway patrolman because he was troubled by the shootings involving black people. The man killed one person, wounded 3 others, including a patrol officer. Meanwhile, in Valdosta, Georgia, a police official is out of surgery after being shot multiple times. Another officer was shot in Baldwin, a suburb of St. Louis, Missouri. This is VOA News. President Obama is in Warsaw, Poland for his last NATO summit as president. As Luis Ramirez reports, concerns about Russia's more assertive, aggressive behavior and Britain's exit from the European Union were high on the president's agenda.
Russia was not the only issue on the minds of leaders arriving at Warsaw's National Stadium for the 2-day summit. Their other concern? The departure of Britain from the European Union. The big question from NATO leaders is what Britain's departure from the EU will mean for the alliance. From President Obama, a reassurance.
There are those who've been questioning what does this mean for the transatlantic relationship. Let me just say, as is often the case in moments of change, this kind of hyperbole is misplaced.
But the big topic on the official agenda is Russia. Moscow's continued actions in Ukraine and threats felt by the Baltic states and Poland mean reassurances to members that NATO will protect them are no longer enough. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Warsaw.
Islamic State terrorists killed at least 35 people and wounded scores of others late Thursday in an attack on a Shiite shrine north of Baghdad. The attack on the Sayyid Mohammed shrine included several suicide bombers, guns, and mortar fire. It came just days after hundreds of people were killed and wounded in an attack on a crowded Baghdad shopping center, the deadliest bombing in Iraq's history. In another development, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has fired the head of security in Baghdad and other security officials following last Sunday's massive bombing. At least 2 people were killed and 66 others injured after Super Typhoon Nipartak slammed into Taiwan's eastern coast Friday. More than 15,000 people had to be evacuated in preparation for the storm's landfall Friday morning. More than 500 flights had to be canceled, according to emergency authorities. U.S. job creation surged in June with a net gain of 287,000 jobs across the world's largest economy. That is hundreds of thousands more than the prior month and stronger than most economists had predicted. Friday's Labor Department report also showed the unemployment rate at 4.9%. That's 0.2 percentage point up from the previous month. The newest figures show that 7.8 million people are unemployed across the United States. The jobs report sent markets higher on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all finished trading higher. The Dow was up 1.4%, the S&P 1.53%. The NASDAQ was up 1.64%. European markets were higher. Asian trading was down. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.